You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
With all this happening around the world, I thought we'd take a look at the South African Rand, the best performing emerging market currency in the world at the moment. We're going to see if it still is the best performing and how it could potentially close out the year. I'm joined on the line by senior economist at PwC, Dr. Christy Viljoen, to take a look at this and some of the factors behind it. Christy, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Less than a week ago, about Thursday of last week, we were talking about 17 rand and 6 cents to the US dollar. Just today, we were flirting with 17 rand 50 to the US dollar. Clearly, a very volatile time. Markets might consider 40 cents move on the rand fairly normal for the rand, but it is evident of the fact that there are a lot of factors that are up for consideration here. How are you reading the performance of the rand for the year?
Well, volatility is basically what the rand is. I mean, if you look at a definition of the rand in the dictionary, it'll probably tell you it's one of the most volatile currencies there is. And it's basically because it's so traded. You know, it's so easy to trade. It's in the top 10 most traded currencies. So by that implication alone, we're going to see lots of movement. But as you said, a lot is happening. And the rand gets thrown this way and that way whenever there's things happening globally and locally, whether it's politics or economics or conflict. So we just need to open any news website, any news app to see that there's so much going on in the world at the moment that's not only impacting the rand and other emerging market currencies, but also impacting strong big currencies like the US dollar, which is usually more stable, but it's actually experiencing more volatility at the moment. So I don't want to say it's a perfect storm, because then that's a negative. And close to 17 to the dollar quite a few times of late, which as a consumer or anyone that's importing something into South Africa, that's good news. It means that import is actually cheaper than before.
Christy, let's take a look at some of those global macro factors that seem to be playing out that are affecting the likes of the rand. I mean, we saw just this weekend renewed trade tensions between the United States and China. We know that we were expecting the world leaders of both nations to meet up later this year in South Korea. We don't know whether that's still on the cards, but clearly the market sentiment around the developments out of Washington, the developments out of Beijing, being factored into the overall risk sentiment in the market. But more than that, it starts to filter into things like emerging markets, because that's where a lot more of the risk seems to be sitting at the moment.
Most certainly. Look, the tariff story is the story of 2025. Yes, it's coming out of Washington, but because there are so many countries reacting to it, and China as well, the second largest economy in the world, whenever there's trade tension between those two countries, which inherently is a bit of political tension as well, emerging markets take a bit of a back seat. So you'd expect that to be negative for the rand. And that's probably why, one of the reasons why we've moved away from that 17 level back towards 1750. Of course, the rhetoric coming from the US changes one day to the next day. And, you know, it could change from one tweet to the next, one social media post. And what we're seeing is this uncertainty and this volatility. Will there be a meeting between the two presidents? Will there not be a meeting? They don't even have to meet, let's be honest. There can be lots of developments, like suddenly an extra 10 or 50 or 100% tariff. We know that this week we've seen increased costs added at harbors and ports at both countries as part of this process. So the big world story of 2025, it's tariffs. We're now deep into October. It's still tariffs. It's going to be tariffs for quite a long time. And the rand will ebb and flow as these tariffs move. Even if it doesn't specifically involve South Africa's tariffs and the US relationship, when the global markets react to tariffs, it's South Africa's going to follow.
Now, Christy, the likes of Goldman Sachs and other big asset managers and banks around the world have said that the recent rallies that we're seeing, emerging market currencies would be doing well in times where they're able to offer a better return than, for example, the US dollar. Do we see the rand before the end of the year punching below 17 rand, or possibly even closing the year below 17 rand? And if that is something we would like to see, what needs to happen to move that needle?
I think below 17 is very, very possible. Whether it's next week or next month, I'm quite sure it's going to happen. Whether it's going to close below 17, that's going to be up to all kinds of politics, and mostly the politics outside of our control. But so many factors supporting the rand is still heading in the right direction. We're looking at record high gold prices, for example. We're looking at our interest rates, which are let's call relatively unchanged in terms of the next the short term view. And in the US, it's probably down. So that interest rate differential always supports a currency. If we think of what our stock market is doing, which is doing very well, there's been a significant net foreign investment inflows into the JSE, which is supportive of the rand. So there's so many, I want to say, rand fundamentals that are pointing in the right direction, that moving below of when, not if, and that when could really be very soon.
That when could be around the corner. It might not necessarily happen today, it might not necessarily happen tomorrow, but it is certainly on the cards, and that's what we love to hear. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Dr. Christy Viljoen, Senior Economist at PwC, for joining us to take a look at the Rand's performance for the year so far and how we could potentially close out the rest of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.